Well, here's the problem. I don't know what to do about it. You all know that economically things have slipped a little bit. Of course, our parents 40 years ago would look at what we have and be ecstatic. We have much larger homes. We have much more disposable income. Our parents materially lived as a group far less than we do. Far less. They didn't have air conditioning. They had two-bedroom homes. They had 1,100-square-foot homes. They had one car. Far less than we do as a group. Nevertheless, when you get your standards set in a certain place in your mind, if those standards slip, then for many the sky is falling. Well, I got the children together last night. Right now we have 9 kids still at home. One, my daughter's away at college. 2 in college here, but they're still at home mooching off of us. Got the kids together, and this was a very difficult announcement. I told them to do to declining economic circumstances as a family, we are downsizing. We have to let 3 of them go. I think the move is temporary. They may be recalled at some point, but for right now, we're trying to cut expenses. And there was a little bit of wailing and gnashing of teeth. You know, where are we going to go, Dad? Where are we going to go? I said, there's relatives. There's relatives that'll, you know, take you in temporarily. They said, Dad, is there any other way? I said, well, suppose there is. Suppose there is. What we'll do, I got 5 boys and 5 estrogen Americans. The boys eat Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Girls, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Sunday's family day. Everybody can eat on Sunday. Round the table, you know. That'd be kind of nice. Share blessings and stuff. It's kind of cool. I have had to work very difficult. I told him, I said, I'm taking on a second job. Like this Catholic radio thing, private practice, speaking. It's not doing it. I've got to develop a product. One of these things, you know, you read in Reader's Digest how these folks develop Slinky and make $62 gazillion because they develop this coil that goes down steps. Or somebody, what was this? Oh, that blanket that's advertised on TV now, the one without with the holes. Snuggies, yeah. You know how many of those things he sold, Matthew? 4 million. I'm trying to, how much are those things? $20? $20. Okay, let's do the math. 4 million. $20. 80 million. Gross sales. Now, given that they probably cost a couple of bucks to produce, $40-50 million in profit, and take away basically, now they're going to make money on shipping. There's no question. You always make money on shipping. They're going to make money there. And back when I ran my infomercial, and I did, I had an infomercial on book stuff. It's not that expensive to buy time. It depends where you buy it, but you can buy a spot, prime spot in LA or New York for several thousand. So this guy is making gazillions. Well, I've decided I've got to put my brain to work. I'm developing a security system. Now, I spend a lot of time in hotels. I go around in other cities. All the hotels I stay in, well, not all of them, have this bank of monitors, 4, 5, 6 monitors that keep flashing. And they probably hold on to the tape for 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever. These monitors show you the parking lot, the front door, the main hallway, the pool area, the fitness center. And nobody pays attention to them. They're just kind of up there. They don't say anything. They don't tell you anything. It's real time kind of, sorta. It flashes. Those things probably got to be expensive for the whole setup. You know, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars, maybe more. So what you need is something that is aware of all things at all time and can give you immediate feedback. I've developed it. Well, actually, I didn't develop it. God did. But I think I can take advantage of it in a modern marketing sense. I've got one. This particular package is aware, exquisitely aware, nanosecond by nanosecond, what every person within 50 yards is doing at any time. Furthermore, it is able to give you immediate verbal feedback on not only what they're doing incorrect, but how to correct it. It's a 9-year-old daughter. I've tested my package out. I took her with me at a couple places I went. I said, Lizzie, just stay out here in the main lobby. And see that woman over there behind the desk? Just go up and tell her things you think she needs to know. Well, I got to work the bugs out. The system worked perfectly. Lizzie would go up to the hostess and say, you know that no smoking room that you gave to that guy? I saw him pull out a lighter when he was getting his hotel key out. He had a lighter in his pocket. I went down there. I saw smoke coming out from under the door. I think he's smoking. You might want to check it. It's room 109. The parking lot, there was a guy that backed into another car, and he didn't leave his name. I went out. I checked the screen. It looks like about $1,100 worth of damage. You might want to check that. Now, that part of the system worked fluidly. The real problem? The hostess. The hostess was on the floor. Too much input. She couldn't process it all. I heard her mumbling down there in a fetal position, saying something like, turn it off. Turn it off. Please turn it off. Where's the mute button? Turn it off. Obviously, I need to work on the whole package. But it has potential. 877-ROME-777. That's the number. On call with Dr. Ray and friends. Thank you for joining me here. Delighted to have you. We'll get to Amanda, the dear woman. Called me back immediately, just like she was supposed to. She's only the second woman in my life. The other one was Tiffany when I was in college. She actually called me back. She needed my English assignment notes.